Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Teen Exec podcast, where we help you build the executive functioning skills you need to lead with confidence in school, in life, and in your future career. I'm your host, Natalia Lucas. On this podcast, we have two kinds of episodes. In one track, called The Leadership Journey, my mom and I interview business leaders about their careers and the choices they made as teenagers that shaped where they are today. Today's episode is part of the other track, the Student Leadership Playbook. Here, I'm joined by my dad, Jeff Lucas, who teaches college students in the Boston area. We're doing a deep dive into a specific skill that's especially relevant for student leaders. And today, we're tackling one of the most common challenges, how to plan and run a great meeting. Dad, why do meetings matter so much for student leaders?
Well, thanks, Natalia. Meetings matter because they take up time, and time is limited. When you call a meeting, you're asking people to put aside homework, sports, or work. If the meeting is well run, it feels productive. If it's poorly run, people leave really frustrated.
I've definitely been in both kinds. A good meeting can get everyone motivated and moving forward. A bad one can feel like wasted time. That's why we put together what we call the 5+1 rules of running a great meeting.
So rule number one is to set an agenda with clear goals. A good leader asks, why are we meeting? What do we need to accomplish by the end? That purpose shapes the agenda.
And it helps to match the agenda to the type of meeting. For example, decision-making, like choosing a spring dance theme. Planning, like dividing up roles for a service project. Brainstorming, like tossing around fundraiser ideas. Or a quick check-in, like a team huddle. When I'm part of a meeting, I take it way more seriously if I see there's a clear agenda. It feels like my time is respected.
Exactly. A strong agenda usually has 3 to 5 specific items, with who's leading and how much time each one gets. And if you're not sure where to start, you can even use AI to draft one. Here's an example prompt. Create a 45-minute agenda for a student council meeting where we need to pick a fundraiser, assign goals, and set deadlines. The AI will give you a clear timed list, including 5 minutes at the end, just to recap.
Rule 2 is about guiding the discussion. At the beginning, set expectations. How long will the meeting last? What decisions are needed? And how you'll make them? I've also noticed it's really easy for one or two voices to dominate.
So that's where the leader has to step in.
Right. One thing I've tried is structured turn-taking. In a club I'm in, we did a 1-minute round where everyone shared their top idea. It made sure quieter members had a voice too.
That's a great example. And if someone goes off topic, use what I call a parking lot. Say, that's a great idea, let's note it and come back if we have time. That way you stay focused without shutting anyone down.
I mean, and sometimes just calling people directly helps. Like, Haley, what's your take? It shows you value their input.
Rule number 3 is to follow up with action items. If people leave not knowing what to do next, then the meeting hasn't really been productive.
Exactly. A leader should take 2 minutes at the end to summarize. Sam is making a flyer by Thursday, Casey's booking the room, and we'll meet again Monday.
And then capture it. Send a quick recap message or put it in a Google Doc. That accountability turns a conversation into progress.
AI can help here too. You could use a prompt like this. Write a follow-up message after a meeting where Sam is designing the flyer, Casey's confirming the room, and we meet again Monday. The draft will be ready to send in seconds, super polished and professional. Rule number 4 is one I've seen make a big difference. Assign roles.
Right. If the leader tries to do everything, facilitate, take notes, keep time, the meeting drags.
In my experience, having a timekeeper really helps. It prevents one topic from taking over. A note taker is huge too, because otherwise no one remembers decisions later on.
Exactly. Dividing roles keeps people engaged and mirrors how real organizations function. Rule 5 is to schedule the next step before the meeting ends.
This one's so practical. It's way easier to pull out calendars when everyone's in the same room than to spend 3 days chasing people by text.
Yes, momentum is fragile. Lock it in while you have everyone's attention.
And here's the bonus rule. Not every problem needs a meeting.
Sometimes a group chat or a shared doc is enough. Save meetings for real collaboration or decision-making.
Honestly, I appreciate when leaders recognize that. It shows they value people's time. So let's recap the 5+1 rules of running a great meeting. First, set an agenda with clear goals. Second, guide the discussion so everyone participates. Third, follow up with action steps. Fourth, assign roles to make meetings more efficient. Fifth, schedule the next step while everyone's together. And the additional one, not every problem needs a meeting.
And if you want to go deeper, the book, The Student Leadership Challenge by Kozes and Posner is an excellent resource.
I'd also add The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens by Sean Covey. Habit 2, Begin with the End in Mind, fits perfectly with making strong agendas.
If you learn to run meetings well now, you'll be ahead in high school, college, internships, and beyond.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Teen Exec Podcast. If you found it helpful, share it with another student leader and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes.
And send us your questions at teenexec.com. We'd love to feature them in a future episode.